Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have been committed to improving the lives of Americans' vets, first responders, and their families. Now, for over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Now, Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children. They build specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured vets and is working to eradicate veteran homelessness. Now, Dave Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. Now, he has never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting our vets, first responders, and their families, and there are so many of them that need our help. Please join the foundation on their mission to do good and never forget. Just commit $11 a month. You can do it by going to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
To Sean Hannity Show, toll free. It is 800-941-SEAN. If you want to be a part of the program, broadcasting from New Hampshire, big New Hampshire primary tomorrow. Joining us now is former President Donald Trump. Well, you've got to be a pretty happy guy today. Governor DeSantis left the race yesterday, and the poll numbers, I'm going to go through them with you, all have you up by a pretty significant lead. Certainly, you'd rather be in your position than Nikki Haley's position, right?
Well, I think so. We've had tremendous poll numbers, really great, and I'm very honored by it. It was very interesting to watch those numbers come in over the last 24 hours, but really longer than that. It's been very strong. People have
you have insider advantage 62-35, which is the biggest margin. And by the way, that's post Governor DeSantis leaving the race. The St. Anselm, their final poll. 52-38. You have a 17-point lead in the Boston, Suffolk University Boston Globe poll. That's a big lead. Even fake news CNN has you up by 11. They only had you up by 7, I think, last week. The new Monmouth poll has you up by 18. You want me to keep going, or is that enough good news for you in one day? Maybe you can't handle any more.
Now we've had them up very high, and they've been very high, and people want change. They want this guy out. He's the worst president in the history of our country, and now here we go in the Middle East again, Sean. The Middle East is rocking again with this guy. It's absolutely crazy. It's so sad to see, and, you know, it's a little more than 10 months, but you know what? That's a long time for what they can do, the damage they can do when you look at what they've done at our border. We're the safest border of all time in the history of our country, and now we have the worst border probably in the history of the world with millions of people coming through that should not be here.
Mr. President, I've gone through the numbers of the ones that we know that came. Over 600 from Iran, the number one state sponsor of terror. Their proxy, Syria, over 500. And then it gets worse from there. And then I read about the economy today. And what is one of the top stories is that, you know, that we're allowing the communist Chinese to buy up thousands and thousands of acres of farmland, ranch land, and land near military institutions. Now, do you think President Xi is going to allow you to invest in China and buy property, similar property in their country?
Well, not only that, and a very big thing, the age is from 18 to 25. That's called fighting age. So what's this all about? It's from 18 to 25 and very few women. It's not like families are coming in to settle down and to have the American dream. You know, these fighting ages. We have them coming from the Middle East. We have them coming from all over the world. And we have a lot from China, 27,000-28,000 from China.
Well, as I look at this, look, we've had now close to 10 million, if not over 10 million with gotaways, illegal immigrants coming in under Joe Biden's open border policies. He undid on day one everything that you were doing to control our border. Stay in Mexico. It was working. Building a wall, repairing wall. I think you said over 500 miles worth, and you only had a little bit more to go. And they've actually now taken down portions of that wall.
So, Sean, we built 561 miles of wall, which is much more than I said I was going to do. And this was very difficult because we had to go through not only the Democrats, but Mitch McConnell, and which was in many ways worse than the Democrats. And I took the money out of the military. I said, this is an invasion of our country, and I ended up taking it out of the military. And we built 561, and we're ready to put up another, literally in 3 weeks it would have been done. We bought it. We were going to do another 200 miles worth of wall, and it was working so well. And I got Mexico, as you know, to give us 28,000 soldiers to guard our border under the threat of tariffs and various other things that I do. But I got them to do something that there was not even a chance of anyone else getting them to do. And you saw that we had the safest border we've ever had. And that included for human trafficking, which is such a problem that few people even talk about. We had the lowest numbers in terms of human trafficking. We had the best border we've ever had. Drugs were way, way down. By the way, drugs now are 9 times higher than they were 3 years ago, drugs coming into our country. Nobody even checks anymore. They just pour through our country. These people must hate our country because what they've done. And we have another policy we had that I had to get with Mexico, and they agreed to it, not happily. It's called remain in Mexico. You have to stay in Mexico. No more coming into our country before we check. And you're right. They come in totally unchecked, totally, they call it unvetted. And they're pouring into our country now, and they're coming from prisons, mental institutions, and you have a lot of terrorists coming in. And only bad things can happen. Only bad things can happen.
You know, there was a period of time when it was pretty big news because years before 9/11, you had specifically mentioned the name Osama bin Laden. Most Americans had never heard of Osama bin Laden, but at the time that you mentioned it, and you said you better keep an eye on this guy. And I don't know, maybe you just have a gut instinct, but I am looking at what's the chaos that Joe Biden has created on the border. And they've lied to us repeatedly. They say the border's closed, the border's secured. No, it's not closed, and no, it's not secure, and I'm sick and tired of being lied to. And I just, to me, if you ask me to give my best guess, I think it's 100% certain, and I pray to God I'm wrong, that we have terror cells in our country plotting, planning, scheming that walk through that southern border because of Joe Biden's policies. What do you think the odds are that I'm likely correct?
100%. There's no question that you're going to be correct. And I'm so glad you reminded the audience of that. I did. I wrote a book, one of the many. I said I had a lot of bestsellers, a lot of number one bestsellers like you.
If it wasn't number one, you wouldn't talk about it. Of course, I've had four number one bestsellers.
No, you've done very well. You've done well in everything, and you're a great voice for our country. And Very powerful voice. Thank goodness we have you.
You don't say that all the time. Let's be honest. But
I don't feel that.
You know what do I always say to you? I only want one thing, and I know a lot of people always ask you favors. I've known that ever since I first got to know you nearly 30 years ago. If you can believe that's how far back our relationship goes.
Right.
And I've watched you always offer, you know, your golf courses and dinners, and you know you've got this very, very generous side. Oh, if you're going out there, you got to use my club. Let me call so and so right now, and I'll make arrangements. I've watched you do that many, many times, and all I want is our country fixed. I've never been this worried about our economy, our fellow Americans. I've never been worried about the state of the world. I never thought we would have a president that didn't know what day of the week it is, but I don't think Joe really knows unless somebody tells him. He doesn't know whether to exit stage left or stage right. He can barely do any events. He did 5 events in 27 days, and you're grinding out 5 events a day.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I mean, how
does America survive with somebody like this? It's 4 years or more of this, we're not going to have a country.
He's a low-energy president. More importantly, he doesn't have good instincts for what he's doing. He has very bad instincts, and very, very bad instincts on foreign policy. Very bad instincts on energy. I mean, what he's doing with energy, with an all-electric mandate, where you won't be able to buy any other form of car in a very short period of time. And, you know, they don't go far. They're very expensive, and they could all be made in China. That's the way it works. I mean, he's got very bad instincts. He ran for president, and I guess he had a good instinct for that because he wasn't given much of a chance. And, you know, circumstances gave it to him with Elizabeth Warren sort of gave it to him, which he didn't peel out because Bernie was going to get it, but she stayed. Pocahontas, as we affectionately call her. But no, it's but
by the way, that might be one of your best ever. I mean, because she made that false claim for how many years?
That's
right up there with one of your best nicknames of all time.
She got into college using the name, you know, just throwing around the whole thing up, having to do with her Indian heritage, I guess she called it. And it turned out that it wasn't so. Do you remember she went out and she did a test and it was 1,070?
One thousand something. I remember it was like some crazy number, which meant that she was full of it. That's a nice way of saying it. Let me ask you this. When people ask about you and, you know, these poll numbers that show you will dominate in New Hampshire, and I know you don't like to think that way, and you're not going to make predictions. I know if you win by one vote, you'll be happy. I understand that. But these polls, I don't think all of them are going to be proven wrong. The Insider Advantage poll nailed Iowa. That's the poll that has you up with 62% of the vote, 35% for Nikki Haley. But people ask me, what is it? How is it possible after all that you've been through? You would think if a president gets arrested and arraigned that the poll numbers go down, or a candidate, not with you. And the way I describe it is you defy all conventional political gravity. That, you know, the crowds that show up at your rallies are unprecedented. The crowd showing up here in New Hampshire at your events are 10 times the size of anybody else. What do you think it is? What do you attribute this to?
Well, I'm lucky that over the years I've developed a voice where people listen. I've had a great track record of success. Like even when you say Osama bin Laden, I did about a year before or 2 years before. I came out with one of the books and I said I had seen this gentleman. I thought gentleman, they called him a gentleman, on television. This guy turned out to be a horrible person, Osama bin Laden. I said, you better watch that guy. That guy's bad news. You better watch him. You better take him out. He's looking for bad things, and he said very bad things. And I said, you better take him out. And I wrote about it in the book. I have a page devoted to a guy named Osama bin Laden that nobody ever heard of. And lo and behold, a year later, year and a half later, he ends up blowing up the World Trade Center. And it's too bad people didn't listen, right? But they should have taken him out. They had a chance to take him out a couple of times, and they didn't. So anyway, but, you know, there's a thing that I've been right. I've been right about a lot of things. And there are those that say I've been right about everything. You're right about the 100%, and that's a very sad situation. But we're just ready. I mean, we are just open. we have just allowed ourselves with all these millions of people coming in. I believe the number is going to be close to 15 million people by the time this guy gets out of there. And he has to get out of there because our country is not going to survive if he doesn't. He is so bad. And I don't even know, evil, there's something going on. It's hard to believe a president could be this bad. But it's the people that surround him, Sean, because I'm not even sure that he knows what's going on. It's the people that surround him. He's surrounded by fascists and communists. I know some of the people that's there. The people, Lisa Monaco, she's running the DOJ, I think much more so than Garland, and they're evil people. And they've been after me for years. They've been after me for years, these same people, and they're running it. And it shouldn't be. It should almost be illegal that they're running it. But all of the things that are happening and all of the things that are happening to our country, and I think what people see is I have a voice, and it's through people like you. You've been such a big part of it. But I have a voice, and when I explain it, that these are all Biden indictments. These are Biden. I call them Biden. I don't call them indictments. I call them Biden. These are designed to hurt his political opponent. So I'm his political opponent, and they said, let's indict him. Now, what they didn't count on is that probably my numbers are fairly substantially higher than they would have been if they didn't. That's never happened before, I would venture to guess. I don't think that's ever happened. A person gets indicted and your numbers go up. But when it happens, I explain what it is. I say all of the things that, you know, whether it's for election interference, which they've done everything. I mean, they're still talking about the 2016 election. But if I do it, they indict you. All of the different things, it's a hoax. Take a look at the boxes. A report came out yesterday from CNN, of course. It was leaked that Biden is fine in the boxes. Well, he had 25 times more boxes than I had. And I was covered by the Presidential Records Act, but nobody's told me that I'm fine.
The double standard is unreal, which is why Jim Jordan's investigation in the House Judiciary Committee is so important. And that's whether or not our Department of Justice has been weaponized, politicized, and whether or not we don't have equal justice or application of our laws. But we'll take a break. More with President Trump. We are on the eve. We're in New Hampshire today, and we'll be here tomorrow, the eve of the first in the nation primary. And we'll talk more with the former president on the other side. 800-941-SHAWN is our number as we continue from New Hampshire.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere. And it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns. And you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. You know, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families ever since 9/11. Now, hero first responders and service members, the people that serve our communities, our country, those who die in the line of duty, those who are catastrophically injured, veterans who have fought for our nation's freedoms only to return home, fall on tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Now, Arno was killed while protecting his community. He was battling a warehouse fire. He left behind a wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made their memories with their hero. Now you can join the Tunnel to Towers Foundation on the mission to do good and support the families of America's greatest heroes, and that means the families of fallen first responders just like Jason Arno and Gold Star families with young children and catastrophically injured service members and also homeless vets. Please commit to $11 a month. Go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number 2, letter T, .org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. You know, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families ever since 9/11. Now, hero first responders and service members, the people that serve our communities, our country, those who die in the line of duty, those who are catastrophically injured, veterans who have fought for our nation's freedoms only to return home, fall on tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York, firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Now, Arno was killed while protecting his community. He was battling a warehouse fire. He left behind a wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made their memories with their hero. Now you can join the Tunnel to Towers Foundation on the mission to do good and support the families of America's greatest heroes, and that means the families of fallen first responders just like Jason Arno and Gold Star families with young children and catastrophically injured service members and also homeless vets. Please commit to $11 a month. Go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
25 now to the top of the hour. Our toll-free number is 800-941-SHAWN. If you want to be a part of the program, in just a moment, we'll continue with former President Donald Trump. It is the eve of the first in the nation primary. We are in the state of New Hampshire. But our friends at the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they've got their Let Us Do Good Village. It's in Land O'Lakes, Florida. It's a community of about 100 homes being built by four foundation participants. Families, by the way, are already there. That includes a Gold Star family, the families of two severely injured vets who live in new smartphones, thanks to your generosity that they were able to build. Now, the Let Us Do Good Village, it's a really special place where all these families together can live and heal.
a place where children of our nation's fallen or catastrophically injured heroes, they grow up together. They learn to support each other. And it's all thanks to an extraordinary donation of many acres of land and your generosity, which allows them to build these homes. And it's not cheap. Anyway, you can help America's greatest heroes and their families heal together. And hopefully maybe this Let Us Do Good Village will become the first of many communities like it. And they're asking you to join all of us. And that is commit $11 a month to the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Go to their website. It's simple to do. The letter T, the number two, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number two, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. All right, we continue now with President Trump. We also are broadcasting from New Hampshire today. Let's talk about Governor DeSantis getting out of the race yesterday. It got contentious with both of you almost from the beginning. I know you've explained your side. He explained his side. But you were very gracious to him yesterday on him getting out and also offering his support to you. You do have an uncanny ability of taking on people and, you know, them becoming almost like enemy, political enemies, and then resolving whatever conflict you have. It seems, you know, I thought that was gracious of the governor to endorse you in light of how hard you are on him. You were not easy on him.
Well, it's war in a way, and it really is. I just want to make America great again, and I'm going to do it faster and better than anybody else. People were saying about 8 years. I said, no, it takes 8 months, not 8 years. You don't need 8 years. We can turn it all around. We're going to drill, baby, drill. We're going to bring down energy costs. Like in New Hampshire, they have the highest energy costs in the entire country by far. And I'm telling them that, and they know that. They're getting choked for whatever reason in New Hampshire. They also have per capita probably the worst drug problem in the country. So they're double whammy. But they, you know, all these things, and we're going to straighten it out. We're going to get it done very fast. We're going to bring energy way down. That's going to really halt inflation. Now, they're trying to do that now. They're doing things that are not allowed under their super liberal system, but they're doing it because they're going to do it before the election. After the election, you're not going to use fossil fuels anymore. They're going to destroy.
Well, by the way, just before the 2022 election, Joe Biden almost completely depleted our petroleum reserves. Strategic petroleum reserves, and he did it for one reason, which was to flood the market with oil to reduce prices in the lead up to that midterm election. He did it, and then, you know, here we are back where we started.
What's happening now is that they are doing things that they're not allowed to do under the liberal system, okay? And they're drilling as much as they can, but that's peanuts. What they're doing is just extending what I was doing. We were going to make so much money from liquid gold, which is what we have right under our feet, and said, you know, we're taking out oil from Venezuela. We're buying oil from Iran. We're buying oil from Russia. We're buying oil from everybody now. They're trying to keep the prices down, keep the lid on. The day after the election, it all ends, and you're going to see prices spike like you've never seen before. It is crazy. And they may get away with it, but I don't think so. I don't think the people are going to buy it. And one of the things that I am doing, I'm trying to get people accustomed to the fact that this is what they do. They do this. They lie about elections. They cheat on elections. What they do brilliantly is cheat on elections. And we cannot let this happen. You know, they did it in 2020. They've done it for a long time. You know, in 2016, we got them. They weren't prepared. They said, we'll never let that happen again. Well, we're going to win so big. You know, there is a level at which they can't cheat. And I see that we're up so big all over the place. I had polls come in from Florida, way up in Florida, way up in Michigan, way up in Ohio. We are at levels that nobody's seen before. And people liked me, and they like me, and they love my policies, especially when it comes to the economy, et cetera, et cetera. And I think really foreign, we wouldn't have Russia attacking Ukraine. We wouldn't have Israel being attacked. We wouldn't have inflation now. All of these things, all of the problems that we have right now, the Middle East would not be blowing up. We were doing the opposite. We had the Abraham Accords. We were making peace in the Middle East. You would have had every country signed up in the Middle East. Instead, they're starting to drop bombs all over the place. And just watch this. This is starting 2 days ago. We're dropping bombs all over the Middle East again. It never ends with these people. And
let me ask you, because on the economy, you've been very clear. On day one, you're going to secure our borders. You're going to bring back your border policies. On day one, you're going to push America not towards just energy independence, but towards energy dominance. to me, that's the one way you could continue the Trump tax cuts, which I believe expire in 25, and then also begin the process, hopefully, of stop robbing our children and grandchildren with $34 trillion in debt. So on day one, how, those phone calls that you make, the initial calls to Zelensky and Putin and President Xi and Kim Jong-un and the mullahs in Iran, what are those calls going to be like?
Well, you know, I would be very foolish to say what I was going to say in terms of strategy, and you wouldn't even want me to say that. But I will talk. I get along.
Actually, I really would want you to say it, but we're going to be very honest, but go ahead.
Negotiating power. But, Sean, you lose your negotiating ability. I can't tell you what I'm going to do with Russia, what I'm going to say, and why it's going to work. But I'm just saying I will get them on, and I will get them. I will get that problem solved. That problem is so. This is something that should have never happened. Russia attacking Ukraine would never have happened if I was president. He wouldn't have done it for two reasons. Oil prices would have been lower. So, you know, when he attacked them, it was $100 a barrel. He was making a fortune, and he was making more with oil than they ever did. He had the money. He wouldn't have had the money to do it, but he wouldn't have done it if I said don't do it. It was not going to happen. Israel would have never been attacked because Iran was broke. I wouldn't let anybody buy oil from them. I told China, if you buy from them, they were the biggest buyer. If you buy from Iran oil, take a look at what happened. If you buy from Iran, you are not going to do business in the United States. And I said that very loud, very clear. You can't do business with us. It's over. And I said that to many countries, and they were broke, and they wanted to make a deal. And we would have had a deal within 2 or 3 weeks after the election. I would have had a deal with Iran. No nuclear weapons. I don't want any nuclear weapons. That would have been the deal. They would have been, everybody would have been happy. But then we had the bad result in the election. Got more votes than any sitting president in history. We got more votes than any president in the history of our country, and yet 75 million votes, but I think it was much higher than that. So what happened, Sean, is that all of these things that we have now, inflation, Ukraine and Russia, the horrible attack on Israel, all of these things would have never happened.
You know, I sit back and I compare and contrast your record and that record of Joe Biden. I personally can't, you know, I can't come up with a single policy that has benefited the American people. We have now 60% of Americans living paycheck to paycheck. I agree with you. Securing our borders is a top priority. Law and order, that's got to be a top priority. Energy dominance, that's got to be a top priority. Foreign policy, you know, the world's thugs and dictators need to know that there's a strong America that's not going to abdicate its role on the world stage. And that, you know, their geopolitical ambitions have to stop. And if not, there are going to be real consequences. I don't think that China, Russia, I don't think the mullahs of Iran, and I don't think Kim Jong-un have any respect for Joe Biden. And by not having respect, that has given them basically free rein to do whatever they want.
Sean, there's a man named Viktor Orban. He's the prime minister of Hungary. And he's a very powerful man. He's a very respected man. He's a very tough guy. And some people like him, some people don't, but everybody respects him over there. And he was interviewed recently, and they said, what's going on with the world? The world is blowing up, you know, between the Middle East, and you look at all the things with Ukraine, with Israel, with the talk of China, with Taiwan. What's going on? What is going on with the world? How would you solve this problem? He said, it's a very simple problem to solve. Make Trump president of the United States. We had no problems whatsoever when he was president. And on top of it all, he defeated single-handedly ISIS. Let Trump be president again. If he wins the presidency, it's all going to be good again. He's got to win the presidency. That was a compliment. This is from a very tough cookie, by the way. But that was a compliment.
By the way, there's not one of these world leaders that, you know, I'd ever turn my back on or trust in any way. And I think you view them that way, even though you say it's better to get along with them and it's better to look. They're going to look out for their countries first. You pointed this out many times, but you said this is what the whole America First movement is about. You're going to look out for America first. And I think that we have for far too long, we've not done that. And we've not had presidents working on our better behalf. We've got to take care of our, you know, we have more people in poverty in this country. We've got to take care of them first. They're not getting 4-star hotels in New York City like illegal immigrants. you know, we have homeless vets all over the country. They're not getting any support the way the illegal immigrants have been treated. And to me, it's just like offensive. Let me ask you this, because this is something that I've observed, and I noticed in your little answer with your interview with LJ that you said, oh, that's a Sean Hannity question. But there has been a shift. There's been I'm seeing in you. I saw a very conciliatory Donald Trump give a speech after winning Iowa by the biggest margin of any Republican candidate. I watched you say nice things about Governor DeSantis last night, and I was glad that you did. I see that in your town halls, you're connecting with people in a way, and I did a lot of town halls with you over the years, and the last one I thought was probably the best one we've ever done, and you were connecting with people that I'd never really seen before. I just think that there seems to be maybe the side of you that I've known and people close to you have known over the years. I see more of that on the campaign trail. What's happened? Is it conscious or is it just you're more relaxed?
I don't know how I could describe that. And I don't do anything very consciously about that. I just do what I have to do. I do what I have to do to win this election.
It's a blood sport. You've got to fight. You're fighting, but you're also showing a gracious side to yourself.
I'd love to be that way all the time, and I understand how to be that way. Sometimes you can't be that way. Don't forget, before I even won the election, the last election, they were spying on my campaign. Okay, these people, you know, we talk about the enemy from the outside and the inside. We have a lot of bad people on the inside also. But if I were a person the way you'd like me to be all the time.
No. I think there's a time to fight. I mean, if you remember, it was my show and my little ensemble cast, we got the Russia hoax correct. Well, you know, we were right about Ukraine. We were right about the real quid pro quo with Joe and Hunter. You know, I do a very different show. Yeah, there's a time to fight. I'm loving the Republicans looking into the weaponization of our justice system and how it's been politicized. But
like that before.
But, so you fight when you have to fight, but I'm just seeing when you don't have to, I'm seeing the other side of you that I've known for a lot of years. That's all I'm saying. It's a compliment. It's not.
Hey, Sean, it's been politicized like never before, and it's a very dangerous thing. It's a horrible precedent for our country. This has never happened before where they use the DOJ and local DAs, and, you know, it's all coordinated. If you look at this Fani Willis, they went to the White House, the two lovers. They went to the White House and in Georgia that we're talking about.
This, yeah, and by the way, the guy that she was paying got paid for all those hours at the White House. Was there any coordination going on? I'd like an answer to that question.
Terrible, terrible situation. Terrible.
Well, let me, and then the news media out of Iowa, you're giving your, you know, you had the largest victory ever. The closest was Bob Dole in 1988, he had just under 13%. You win by 30%. And fake news, CNN, you know, interrupts your speech so Jake Tapper could tell us, oh, it's more anti-immigrant rhetoric. Rachel, you know, tinfoil hat conspiracy theorist that she is, wouldn't even take a word of your speech. And I'm like, this whole network exists just trashing you. What does that say about the media as we give you the final minute here?
Well, they're fake, and they're fake news, and, you know, I think I've brought that to people's attention over the last 7 years.
I think you tattooed it into their forehead, but go ahead.
It's a very serious problem that we have. So much of the news is just corrupt. It's beyond fake. I think I'll change it to just purely corrupt. But look, they didn't take mine, but they took the person that came in third and the person that came in second, but they didn't take mine. And you know what? I was talking about strong borders, and I was talking about energy independence, and I was talking about all the things that you have to talk about, but they are indeed fake news. And you know what? People are getting it, and they're getting it fast, and I think they're going to be coming around because nobody's buying.
Well, it's obvious they're coming around. I mean, these poll numbers are massive. What is your last words to the people in New Hampshire?
We're going to make America great again. We're going to put America first. We're a laughingstock all over the world. We're going to drill, baby, drill. We're going to bring energy way down. That's going to bring inflation way down. Inflation's coming back down. It's so bad right now. It's killing people. And we are going to really, I mean, it's so simple, make America great again. Very simple, common sense. And we're going to have a stronger country than we ever had before.
Mr. President, we always appreciate your time. By the every poll I'm reading today, you should have a good day tomorrow. And I would argue from that point on, this primary may very well be over. I'm not sure if you beat Nikki Haley by a large margin, if she's going to want to go to her home state, because you're up by 30 points right now as of today in South Carolina. Mr. President, thank you as always for being with us. And we will be looking forward to the primary tomorrow. We'll be covering it live. We're in New Hampshire. Thank you, sir.
Good. Thank you very much. Thank you, Sean.
800-941-SEAN, our number. You want to be part of the program. Quick break. Right back. We'll continue.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. All right, who's there for heroes or their families left behind when a service member or a first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless vets? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11/01? I'll tell you who. It's the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Now the foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responders, Smart Home, and Homeless Veterans programs and the foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrances all across America. Over 80 runs, walks, climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute. They're educating kids from kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep their vow to never forget. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month. Just go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, number 2, letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.